Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the CC Radio podcast.
Women are badasses. We know this. And these days, pop culture has a seemingly endless supply of badass role models for females, young and old, to admire and inspire to be. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb. And we're fangirling over our favourite badass woman from popular culture.
Woo! And aren't there a lot to choose from?
There are so many!
Mm-hmm.
There are so many. So how do you want to do this? Do you want to do this like when we were doing our thirsty people?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we're going to have our mains.
Yep.
And some honourable mentions.
Yeah, let's do that.
Who was the first badass woman you thought of?
It's probably not somebody you would think to be badass in the sense of like the word badass, but okay. Elle Woods from Legally Blonde is a badass bitch.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
So she fucking is.
Yeah, she took out my top spot for the fact that she made herself into this badass person and then lawyered herself up and showed the world how cool she was. I mean, she's got some flaws.
She has a fair
few. Let's say.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was on top of my list just purely for the way that she made herself into the best version of herself that she could be.
Yeah, that's right. And she did it. She had such drive and determination.
Exactly.
And she didn't fucking let anything stop her.
Nope.
She wanted to get into Harvard. She got into Harvard. She became a lawyer.
Exactly.
She won the case.
Exactly. Like It's Hard.
Like It's Hard.
They made a musical about her.
I mean, really. Can you get more badass than that?
No. Elle Woods, top spot for me. Need I say more? Who's all yours? Right.
Katniss Everdeen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. If I could be anybody. You know, I just need like a what would Jesus do, but it's what would Katniss do.
Yeah, I'm going to get you something with that embroidered in it.
Please do. Yep. I love her.
She was on my list too.
She's just, I mean, we don't need to say a lot about Katniss Everdeen because she speaks for her damn self.
100%. She volunteers herself when she wants to.
That's
she
right.
Speaks her mind. No one fucks with Katniss.
No one fucks with Katniss. Not even a tyrannical dictator. Mm-mm. She will build a rebellion and overthrow your fucking ass.
Exactly.
And shoot you dead.
Yep. Right up on the podium when you're talking to the people, she'll shoot you with an arrow.
Shoot you dead.
I remember reading the Hunger Games books and think like even before they were the film. I think we've already spoken about this.
Yep.
But she's just awesome.
She's incredible.
Yeah. And
she's
like incredible. She came from a hard, you know, a hard background.
Yeah, she came from nothing.
Exactly.
Again, with a dead parent.
Mm. But and then, you know, so much death in her life. We could have talked about this in our bloody dark Disney.
Except it's not Disney. Yeah.
She has had a hard run.
Yeah, a massively hard run. I mean, literally her government is trying to kill her.
Yep. As an individual, they want to kill her. Not even the group.
Like at first, she's like, oh, government wants to just fucking kill everybody.
Yeah.
And then it becomes specifically about her and she just rises to the occasion every time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all right.
And she don't need no man.
No, she doesn't. Like 99% of the time.
She then chooses a man.
Exactly. Because it is her will and her way.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And she chooses the one that I really wanted her to choose from the start. So
me
I was like, girl.
Yes. Get the guy who can bake you fucking bread every day.
And who loves you.
And he loves her.
Exactly. Not the dick who wants to go and fight all the battles and is really, you know.
He's like, we're the same person. She doesn't need that.
She needs love and support.
That's right.
So yeah, Katniss. I agree. Yeah. All right. Next on my list isn't so much a single person but a group of people. Mm-hmm. And it is the female characters from Black Panther.
Oh, so, yes.
Those fucking women.
Yes.
I just can't even.
So we've got Okoye.
Yep.
We've got Shuri. Nakia
yep.
and Shuri.
Yep.
And you know what? Fucking
the queen.
Mother.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know her name, but the queen.
But the queen. And I'm like, it's Angela Bassett.
Yeah. Angela.
Angela Bassett.
Queen Angela.
Yes.
They are. And like when that film came out, there was a lot of that vibe about just being badass in general.
Yes.
But the female characters in that film, they have an army of female warriors. Like,
I mean, yeah, I know.
Mm-mm.
I know.
There's not much more that needs to be said. Shuri is like a genius.
She's a genius.
She's Einstein, right?
She, because she even laughs at some of the other Avengers shit because she's so much more advanced than they are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's probably at the top for me. Yeah. And then Okoye, and then Nakia, and then the Queen. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
The list is the same. There you go. The order is the same. Yes. Go, you badass Black Panther women.
Exactly. All right.
Freaking Wakanda women forever. I am motherfucking Stark.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She, watching her grow from this tiny little, you know, princess, I guess, into this badass bitch. Cool. I'm not quite finished yet, as I keep saying to you. Rachel's very disappointed in me, but I'm not finished Game of Thrones yet.
You're not finished yet, but you have seen her most badass moment.
Yes. Yep. I've seen her be the bitch she was born to be.
That's right. So. She was born for it.
Yes.
And she, so this girl, again, with the tragedy,
mm-hmm.
you know, she starts out with this lovely life. It gets ripped away from her.
Mm-hmm.
She's captured. She's mm-hmm. a slave. She is beaten. She is tortured. She watches all of these people that she loves get ripped away from her. She's surrounded by death all mm-hmm. the time. And she's like, fuck it. I'm going to be an assassin.
Yep.
And I'm going to get justice for the people who have done me dirty and done the people that I love dirty. She adds people to her list mm-hmm. for things that they haven't even done to her.
Yep.
Because she just wants to get out there and get justice.
Yep. She's an Avenger. Let's be true.
Yeah.
She is. And she's so little.
You know what? Tiny but mighty.
Just like you.
Just like me.
Exactly. Yes, that is a brilliant person
she's
to have on your list.
Queen. I love her.
Hashtag murder queen.
Hashtag murder queen.
The next one I had is probably a little bit left field, but have you seen Orange is the New Black?
I've heard of it. Okay. I've seen a couple episodes.
So there's a character in there called Red who is a bitch, like not even a badass bitch. She's just a bitch, right?
Right.
However, she is also a badass because if you wrong her or anyone in her family, she's a murderer, right? She's in jail.
Okay. Murder queen again.
Exactly. She will destroy you. I didn't know how I felt about her in the first few episodes or first few seasons, I think, of Orange is the New Black. But now I'm like, if anyone so much as dare to breathe incorrectly on Red, I will kill you.
Oh.
So yeah, Red from Red. Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
You need to watch that. There you go. You need to watch Orange is the New Black and I need to finish watching Game of Thrones.
Oh my God. That's a lot of watching for me though.
It is though. It's unfair. Yeah. I've only got two episodes
You've
left.
Literally two episodes.
Who's next for you?
Hermione Granger.
Oh yes. She was going to be my last one.
Yeah. I love her. And again, she's not, you know, the stereotypical badass, but this girl is all brains.
Definitely.
And she's all determination and she's all fight.
She's very loyal too.
She's very loyal.
Mm-hmm.
We love Hermione Granger. Harry and Ron literally would not survive without her.
Nope. They'd be dead in that first devil's snare. They'd be
Absolutely.
Dead.
Absolutely.
Dead, dead, dead.
Yes. So Hermione Granger, badass woman.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Yep. That's an accurate way to end that one, definitely. Yeah. Sarah Connor from Terminator.
Yeah, she was in my honorable mentions.
Yeah, I'm getting sort of down to the end now. Yeah. So do you have any more that are like up there or do you want to go into honorable mentions?
Wonder Woman.
Oh, yes.
The
She's got to be up there.
And all the Amazons.
Yeah.
You know?
Just them in general. Same as Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Everyone in the Wonder Woman Amazon
Everyone
crew.
Everyone there. That scene when They're riding on the beach in formation.
Yeah. Okay, ladies.
I literally cry.
Really?
Because I get so proud.
Yeah. I'm like that in the No Man's Land scene in Wonder Woman.
Me too. I cry a lot in Wonder Woman. We have it here on like 3D Blu-ray and I haven't watched it in 3D yet because I'm not entirely sure that my heart could take it.
You're not ready.
I'm not ready for it.
I don't think you're ready. Yeah, she's she's probably one of the epiphanies, like right up the top. You know? She's what everyone aspires to be when they think about being a badass.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, a couple of my honorable mentions were Sarah Connor from The Terminator.
Yes.
Like I said.
Yes.
I had Leeloo from The Fifth Element.
Oh, yes. Yeah. How could I have forgotten her?
She doesn't speak the language. She's got no idea. She's friggin', you know, made from whatever. She makes it out and she gets herself the man in the end. Not that that's a prerequisite, but I also had Kate from A Knight's Tale. You know, the blacksmith?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, God, I love her.
She's wonderful.
She is wonderful. Oh, what a great character.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I had Black Widow because
yeah, why not?
She's, you know, I feel like I'm desensitized to Black Widow now because I see her all the time.
Yeah.
In every film. Right. But then you kind of forget how much of a, you know.
She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What about you? Honorable mentions.
Okay. So I have a lot of honorable mentions.
Yeah. Let's go.
But, okay. So Lara Croft.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We love Lara Croft.
I forgot her.
She, you know, she raids tombs.
Mm, who doesn't want to do? She's smart. She's smart. Makes archaeological discoveries.
Yep.
And she's hot.
And she can fight.
Yes.
And she's got guns.
Yeah. Like she's got arm guns and actual handguns.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. We cannot forget Princess Leia.
Oh, yes, definitely not.
She is, and she becomes a general.
Yeah.
Hello.
Like, that's what you need to be.
And she would run circles around any of the men mm-hmm. in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I swear to you, she's wonderful. And she's like this perfect mix of everything that was great about Padme and everything that was great about Anakin as well.
Yeah. And she literally strangles Jabba the Hutt with a chain.
Yeah.
Like, that scene is iconic.
Enough said.
Yeah. Get rid of the worms out of your life, just like Princess Leia.
Exactly. I couldn't look past the bride in Kill Bill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I forget
all about Kill Bill. It never makes it onto my list.
There's no shortage of women.
No.
In Kill Bill. No. And they are all kick-ass women.
Definitely.
But I think the top spot most definitely has to go to Uma Thurman as the bride.
Yeah. That scene with like the big old blade cutting across.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Get it, girl.
And just the fact that she, you know, wakes herself up from this coma, gets herself out of the hospital bed, and she's like, you know what? Fuck you. Mm. She also has a list.
Yeah.
She's also a murder queen.
Yeah. We got a lot of murder queens.
Yeah. Maybe we're a little bit stabby.
Mm.
As we said in our first episode, wine and stabbing.
Exactly.
That's what we're about.
Exactly.
You know, so we can't look past the bride.
Nah. Good one.
We've got Molly Weasley, who.
Oh, yes.
Is not, you know, she's not a badass in her everyday life, but you fuck with her kids.
Yeah.
And she will fuck you right up.
Exactly.
She has her badass moment when she's facing Bellatrix Lestrange and she says, not my daughter, you bitch.
I love it. It sends shivers down my spine.
Yep. And I remember reading it and cheering.
Yeah.
And then going back and reading it again.
I do that often. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was a great scene. I'm going to reread that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, killing Bellatrix Lestrange. I was like, yes.
Yes. That
she was a draw on humanity. She needed to go.
I think she was the antithesis of everything that Molly Weasley stands for.
Exactly.
So it was very fitting. Love her. I want to be Molly Weasley.
Yeah. She's not an underrated character in Harry Potter because I feel like a lot of people feel that way, but I feel like she's overlooked sometimes.
She's quite overlooked, as mothers often are.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll remind your boys when they get back here to be like, hey, look, your mum needs some love.
Oh my goodness. I also had Sarah Connor on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Buffy Summers.
Oh yes.
Hello.
Oh, did I even have her on here? I didn't read her.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Whoops.
Oh, you skipped over.
I did skip over Buffy. Sorry, Buffy. And Daria. Oh, whoopsies.
Oh, Daria. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, see, because she's not quite a badass.
No.
She
knows herself.
She knows herself and she breaks away from the mold and she's not ashamed of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well. Continue with your Buffy reasoning.
But there's not a lot to say about Buffy. She's the Slayer. She's the chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
Another murder queen, although she's always murdering vampires and demons.
Yeah. I used to love watching Buffy. And then I would play the Buffy video game and pretend I was Buffy.
There was a Buffy video
game? Yeah, and it was hard.
Oh.
It was very hard to kill vampires. My sisters and I used to play it, but we only had two controllers, so it used to then be a battle.
A battle.
Yeah. Buffy Summers. All of those girls actually are quite cool.
They are quite cool, aren't they?
Well, yeah. What's Eliza Dushku? You know the girl that I'm talking about. What's her character?
Faith.
That's her. She's cool.
Yeah, and then there was
Willow.
Willow. And then there was like that random other slayer. What was it, Kendra?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was around too. I see. I yeah. There are a lot of badass women. Mm. Oh, then there was Anya.
Yes.
She was literally a demon.
Yes. Murder Queen.
Murder Queen. Yeah.
Wow, we could do a whole episode on Buffy, so let's just...
Yeah, let's.
We'll put that in the archives to be done.
We're putting it in the bank.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
And Eowyn.
Yeah, so that was my last honourable mention as well, yeah. And I knew it was yours, so...
Eowyn, I am no man.
Yes. That scene. It's like no man's land.
It's like no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That scene is just phenomenal, and I'm not like... I do love Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I'm not a huge Hobbit fan.
Yeah.
That would probably have to be my favourite scene in all of the films.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I love that scene. That whole fight sequence for that in that film is one of the best. Because that's the one where Legolas is counting how many things he kills, you know, and then, just finishes it off by her killing the witch king or whatever his name is.
That battle is the battle that all other... you know, TV and film battles are measured against now. I know when they were filming for Game of Thrones, they were like, it's going to be bigger than that battle. And I'm like, listen, love you, GOT. I love you dearly, but don't do that. Mm.
Don't put yourself to that standard.
Yeah, it's like trying to compare yourself to the Beatles. Don't do it.
You can't. She is a great character, definitely.
Yeah.
Even before that battle, I was like, ooh. You're a little bit of a feisty woman.
Yeah. Yeah, the feisty was exactly the word that came to mind. Yes, she's a feisty one. I do like her. I didn't appreciate that she had a thing for Aragorn because I do love Arwen as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fucking step off.
Yeah, that is a match made of heaven. Yeah. And though you're cool, you're not coming into that.
No, you can't. You can't do that. Mm-mm. Sorry.
They've been fighting for fucking 5,000 movies to get here.
That's right. 5,000 movies. It feels like that.
Mm. Mm. That's one reason my husband tells me he's never going to watch Lord of the Rings.
What?
Because he doesn't have a week to sit down and watch them. I'm like,
you know what? Everyone has a week out of their life
to
appreciate the majesty of Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. And Kate, I'm also talking to you.
Yeah. You need to get on board, brother.
Yeah.
All right. We talked a lot of badasses this episode.
We did talk a lot of badasses, but we probably also missed a lot of them. There are so many badass women. And you know what? I think that we should also acknowledge the badass men. I think we should do an episode on some badass men.
Yes, definitely.
There are a lot more to choose from. Yeah. Let's be fair, okay? The scales have been tipped for a very long time. We are lucky that we're in a time where we do have so many badass women as well.
Yep, agree.
But, yeah, we would definitely touch on the men.
Yeah.
I will touch on men
we'll every touch opportunity. Them. We'll touch on them whenever we can. So don't feel left out. We'll get there. All right, guys, that is all for this week. We will be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's right. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.